Hello, and welcome to the Prayer for Strong-Willed Children podcast. This is Olivia Truitt, and I'm excited to make the first episode of our podcast. I hope that this is a blessing to each of you, and I look forward to sharing this time with you. Monday, August 14th, 2017. Prayer for Change. The High Calling of the Believer. The Discipline of Prayer. Part 1, inspired by Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. Scripture, All English Standard Version. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. James 4, verse 3. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Exodus 32, 14. And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people. Jonah 3, verse 10. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. 1 Kings 17:21-22. Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried to the Lord, O Lord, my God, let this child's life come into him again. And the Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child came into him again, and he revived. Matthew 26, verse 39. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. Matthew 26, verse 39. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Friends, today we are entering the study of the discipline that started this group in the beginning. When I began as a parent to realize that God had given us particularly challenging parenting assignments, I began to seek support by finding groups that would help to guide me in my parenting. While I did find good support and advice in the online support groups I joined, I discovered quite quickly that no tip or piece of advice, no matter how stellar and no matter how truly effective when implemented, will replace the office of prayer in seeking improvement and change. I found that an incredible online prayer support group for parents of children with autism, and it sparked my desire to see the same for parents of children with strong wills. It is in my time of supplication for my own growth and intercession for the growth of my children that I find peace for my day, the ability by the Holy Spirit to cope with challenges and guidance. Most importantly, through the consistent prayer over our children, we are seeing the needle actually move. Our son has started to display immense progress far beyond what looked possible just 1 year ago. Our daughter has also leapt forward in her inner growth. In his introduction to the chapter on prayer, Pastor Foster outlines the reality that in the life of the believer, the office of prayer is the main and central work. Transformation is the goal of walking the narrow path of the cross, and we are called to change as we press into prayer. Not only are we called to inner transformation, but we are called to partner with God to see the change needed for the future of this world. It is the highest calling and the deepest practice we can aspire to. Because there are myriad forms of prayer, intercession is the focus of his teaching and will be covered in detail over the next several days of our time together. In our group, we primarily focus on three of the styles of prayer: the prayer of thanksgiving, giving God glory and thanking him for his work; the prayer of supplication, seeking his work in our hearts for our growth and transformation; and the prayer of intercession, seeking His hand in the change and growth and transformation of our children. As Pastor Foster does in his amazing work, I encourage each of us to spend time on a regular basis seeking other resources that will fill our hearts and minds with the ins and outs of prayer. Pastor Foster recommends With Christ in the School of Prayer by Andrew Murray. I also love The Power of Prayer by R.A. Torrey. There is a link to a free PDF of this particular work in the podcast comments and also attached to the physical devotional posted in the Facebook group. I am so excited to dig in and learn about intercession together. Let's receive what God would have for us to learn. Let's pray. Father, I thank You that prayer is available to us as believers and as parents. You desire to partner with us to see change and forward motion in every aspect of our lives, the lives of our children, and the world around us. Teach us to pray, Lord. Refresh us and encourage us that it is not in vain that we pray. Grant each of us a rich and abiding prayer life. Show us how to pray and transform our passions and desires as we obey You in prayer. Today, I lift my children to You. I thank You that there is no problem too difficult for Your hand to cause change. Teach me to guide my children in how to pray. Show me creative ideas to draw them into wanting to pray and show them how to understand the purpose of prayer. Now it's time that we take a moment to lift up their needs. We can make note in our journals. We can make note of victories and answer prayers. Father, I thank You for You are holy and amazing. I worship You. Bless our home this day. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And amen, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me.